It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Edward Kennedy's death has brought an outpouring from the people who sent him to the Senate time and time again. An estimated 20,000 people came to see the senator's flag-draped coffin at the JFK Presidential Library and Museum in Boston, Massachusetts. People were visiting until the early hours of this morning. NPR's Tovia Smith reports.
The senator's casket was escorted by a military honor guard and dozens of family members who gathered privately first.
Slowly.
And then opened the doors to the thousands of people lined up to pay their respects.
I just feel like this is the only way I can say thank you.
Jane Camus says Senator Kennedy helped her family get health care for a disabled nephew. Norma Torres came from Philadelphia, as she puts it, just to be counted by the Kennedys.
You have to do what you have to do, because it tells them that his work was not in vain. The people did appreciate his work.
Hundreds of people got the chance to actually tell the family in person.
I said that he was such a hard worker and that he was my hero.
Marianne Camp is a stranger to the senator, but still said prayers by his casket right beside his closest relatives.
The family is hurting. I saw Caroline and a nephew hugging very closely. You could see they were visibly hurting, as we all are.
I'm sorry. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for being here. It means so much to all of us.
The senator's widow, Vicki Reggie Kennedy, was one of dozens of family members who also came outside to greet people after dark.
Have you been in line for a long time?
Oh, hours. But
oh,
that's okay.
I'm so glad I made
that's
it.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
It was very sad. It brought tears to my eyes that they came out during the grief and were concerned with the people standing in line.
Deborah Cottis from Worcester, Massachusetts, says it was a fitting gesture from a family who was all about giving. It brought Kerry Wallace, also from Worcester, to tears.
This is a gift they've given this community, to open up in their time of darkness and allow us to come in. They don't have to do this. This doesn't have to be public. We're not family. This is a gift they've given. And yet she's thanking us. It's just amazing. The whole family was.
Just go shake people's hands and Mom will come find us.
Even the youngest grandchildren worked the crowds. Robert Kennedy Jr. says the family's public greeting was not planned, but the family was deeply moved by the turnout.
It's a great tribute to Teddy. He would have loved this. You know, it's a wonderful thing to feel like we're part of a much larger family here.
Family is how Pat Abbey describes the senator she's never met. She says he helped a relative of hers immigrate from Nigeria.
I look at him as an embodiment of compassion, someone who uses power to help the less powerful. So we in my community see him as a big uncle.
Abby showed up early yesterday to sign a condolence book to the senator.
Just write your name. Go ahead.
As did Thomasina Minor and her 3-year-old daughter. As an African American, Minor says her little girl will have a better life because of the Kennedys.
They see no color. They just see people. Just wish everybody could be like that.
Kennedy was also appreciated by many for the way he would personally reach out to comfort the suffering. Melita and Carlos Arredondo's son, Alexander, was killed in Iraq. They say the senator's own pain made him more empathetic to theirs.
He told us that he remembered the day that his mom, Rose, lost Joe. And he said that was part of the reason why he would go out of the way to meet the families of the fallen. And he would hug us, and that really meant a lot.
A few years ago, the senator read a letter Alex had written just before he was killed.
In the letter, my stepson says he's not afraid of dying, but he is afraid of what would happen to his family should something happen to him.
It was a sentiment expressed by the senator as well. The Arredondos say it would be a fitting turn if the massive public outpouring since Kennedy's death now helps his family through their grief. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Boston.